This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The military fight for Syria is expanding in the country's largest city, Aleppo. Reports just out this morning say clashes have also kicked up again in the capital, Damascus. The battle in Syria is not just for control of the country. There's also a battle within the resistance over how that victory should be achieved. Like other Arab Spring nations before them, Syrians are looking abroad for answers. One person they're turning to is Serge Popovic. He led the overthrow of Slobodan Milosevic in Serbia in 2000. He's since become essentially a nonviolent resistance consultant. His nonprofit Center for Applied Nonviolent Action and Strategies has worked with people in Egypt, the Occupy Wall Street movement, and now, though he declines to name his contacts, in Syria. Serge Popovic is with me from Belgrade. Hello.
Great to talk to you, too.
You always acknowledge your debt to Gandhi, Martin Luther King, but how have you had to update the skills and the techniques of the people who came before you?
Well, Gandhi and Martin Luther King are the great inspiration, but the nonviolent struggle is an everlasting process. And one of the things we do by sharing knowledge and skills with activists throughout the world is that we also learn. So every single individual struggle brings something new, whether this is the humor or various technology advantage, which we have seen all over the Arab Spring. So we doing it by constantly learning.
You offered your insights to some parts of the Occupy movement here in the U.S. Do you have an economic message?
Well, I mean, whether we are talking about the economic or the democratic struggle, basics of these struggles are all the same. Because they have awakened the activism in the countries where activism was really, really dormant for a number of years, and they really came out with the right issue. Unequal distribution of the capital, which hits most of the countries in the world, and I'm not talking only about the countries of liberal capitalism here. I mean, look at the dictatorships in places like Syria. The wealth is even more concentrated. We are talking about only few families, not few percents. But this is the message of social justice, which really appeals to everybody.
Looking at Syria and also maybe Libya, I see sort of a new progression that you're probably not so happy with, where perhaps your ideas bring the tension to a head, force the dictatorial regime into an untenable position, and then violence finishes the process. Are you worried about that?
That's the worst case scenario. And I mean, if you look at the history of the violent and nonviolent struggle in the last 106 years, there are very, very slim chances that if you win through the violent struggle, you will end up in democracy. What really makes me disturbed is that the people around the globe, and especially the journalists, they don't draw this line. And they just look at these things and they look at the bad guy and say, okay, Gaddafi is down. But the thing is, what next? And I mean, if there was not a popular movement with a clear political alternative, these countries could easily slip in chaos.
Serge Popovic, now most associated with the Center for Applied Nonviolent Action and Strategies, with me from Serbia. Thanks very much.
Thank you.